Sukkah Perek Hey Mishnah Hey 5:5. In the previous Mishnah, we had talked about the blowing of the trumpets that accompanied the water libations. So now this Mishnah will transition to talking about the general mitzvah of blowing trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash. There is certain blowings that happen in the Beis HaMikdash, which are actually mitzvahs d'orais, and others that are just mitzvahs d'rabban, as I'll enumerate as we go along. There is a basic obligation to have two silver trumpets, as the pasuk says, "Aselecha shtei chatzrotzros ketzef," make yourself two silver trumpets. And in the function of the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to be blown by the Kohanim, as the pasuk says, "Uvnei Aharon haKohanim yisku b'chatzotzrots." It's the Kohanim, the children of Aaron, who will be blowing the shofar, the trumpets, I should say. Now, there's a machlokas Rishonim regarding whether or not, when these trumpets are blown, if there's also an accompanying shofar blast. So according to the Rambam and the Rif, yes indeed. Every time the trumpets are blown, so is the shofar. Just the trumpets are the mitzvah, and they're sort of the more prominent, and will last longer, and be more prominent in the blowing. But there's shofar as well. Tosfos learns, no, when these trumpets are being blown, it's just the trumpet, and the trumpet accompanied with the shofar is limited to other scenarios, like at the time of war. In any case, our Mishnah here is going to enumerate the number of times that the trumpets are blown on a given day in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, each set of blowings of the trumpets are going to be in sets of three. There'll be a tekiah, a trua, and a tekiah. Tekiah, the long blast; trua, either the three or nine, like we have as our trua or shvarim in the blowings on Rosh Hashanah, similar to that, but it's broken into pieces, and then again a long trua, one single long blast. So they'll usually go in sets of threes. So we're going to say, ein pochasin me'esrim va'achas tekiyos b'mikdash. There were never fewer than 21 blasts of the trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash. That will mean seven sets of three, each set being a tekiyah, trua, tekiyah. Ve'en mosifin al arba'im mushmona. And there were never more than 48 blasts. And by the end of the Mishnah, we will enumerate the 48 blasts, when that could happen. As we'll see, it's happening during Chol HaMoed on Erev Shabbos of Sukkos. The truth is, the Gemara raised the issue, which is a side point, that on Pesach, there's a number of extra trumpet blasts, many extra trumpet blasts that are accompanying the bringing of the Korban Pesach. Each of the three Kitos, the groups that bring the Korban Pesach, are going to be singing a song and blowing trumpets, and there could be three sets of three that happen for each of the three Kitos, but adds extra 27 potentially. So you can get to 57 on Pesach, on Erev Pesach itself, if that falls out on Erev Shabbos. But the Mishnah doesn't consider that, putting it aside, because that's a very infrequent occurrence. So our Mishnah will ignore that one case and focus more on the regular days, and then building up to a total of 48, which could happen on Sukkos, on an Erev Shabbos. Okay, here we go. So the Mishnah says now, B'chol yom, on every day, hayusham esrim va'achas tekiyos b'mikdash. There were 21, at a minimum, on a regular day, 21 blasts of the trumpets. Shalosh lefsichas sharim, three trumpet blasts that were sounded at the opening of the gates. That's the very beginning of each day, when the Beis HaMikdash opens for business. So as part of the ceremony of opening the gates to initiate the beginning of the Avodas Hayom, there were three trumpet blasts. That is just a mitzvah derabban. There's no mitzvah in the Torah to announce the beginning of a work in the Beis HaMikdash with the trumpets. In addition, you had Utesha L'Tamid Shel Shachar. You had another nine blasts that accompanied the Tamid Shel Shachar, the daily offering that was brought, one of the two daily offerings that were brought, this in the morning. So after the Tamid Shel Shachar, which is an Ola, a burnt offering, is brought, the first korban of the day, so then there would be Nesachim that accompany it, wine libations as that accompany every Ola, every totally burnt offering. But when it comes to Tamid Shel Shachar, like the Tamid Shel Ben Harbaim in truth, like the afternoon offering, daily offering, there is a wine libation is accompanied with the Shir Shel Yom, the singing and musical instruments of the Levim, and that daily Shir Shel Yom, the very same chapter of Tehillim that we say in Shul of the Davening every day. So while that was being said, it was divided into thirds, three parts, and at each of the three parts, at the beginning there was also a set of three of three trumpet blasts, and the people who were there and on would bow down at that time. So you have a total of nine, because three sets of three for each of the three parts of the recitation of the Shir Shalom during the wine libation of the Tamid Shel Shachar. And similarly, Uteisha, the Tamid Shel Ben Harabim, and nine more for the afternoon daily offering, which is done in the exact same way. When the wine was poured, divided into thirds, each group of three times of the song being sung, they would have three blasts, Tekiah, Trua, and Tekiah, of the trumpets. So you have three at the opening of the day, opening of the gates, nine of the Tamid Shel Shachar, nine of the Tamid Shel Ben Harabim, for a total of 21. That's on a regular day, and that's on every single day, kind of no matter what. Okay, now the blowing of the trumpets that accompany the Tamidin is actually a mitzvah min HaTorah. The pasuk says, Uvyom simchaschem, umodeichem, roshei chatshechem, uska'atem b'chatzotzos al aloseichem, v'al zivchei shalmeichem, v'hayu lachem, l'zikron lifnei elokeichem, ani Hashem elokeichem. The pasuk says you'll blow trumpets that accompany all the various offerings of your special days. Truth is, there's no mention there of the daily Tamidin, but Chazal understand this pasuk comes to tell that every time you have a korban tzibur, a communal offering that's done in that's kavu, that's a fixed one, it is accompanied with the trumpet blasts. However, the required number of blasts would be just three, not nine. So three of them are in HaTorah. The other additional six that are added to it are Madurabanan. So in the case, so you fill the mitzvah, and it's done, like I said, with these silver trumpets by the Kohanim. And with the Durabanans, we get a total of 9 plus 9 plus 3, or 21, each and every day, at a minimum. In addition, Uvumusafin hayu mosifin od tesha. If there were additional offerings to be brought, again, korbanos tzibur, communal offerings that are brought, that were to accompany a special day. When I say special day, I mean Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, including Chol HaMoed, Sukkot, including Chol HaMoed, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. On those days, there were extra korbanos called musafin, additional offerings brought, and with the musafin, also there were blasts of the trumpet for a total of nine, again, three sets of three. There's three sets of three that accompany the musafin are always a total of nine blasts, regardless of how many musafin are being brought. Even if you have, let's say, for argument's sake, Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos, so Rosh Hashanah and Shabbos, you'd have the Shabbos musaf, you'd have the Rosh Hashanah musaf, and you even have the Rosh Chodesh musaf, but all those still are accompanied by a total of just nine blasts of the trumpets. Again, those blasts are fulfillment of the pasuk I just read to you before, for Midbar, Perek Yud Pasuk Yud. And therefore, again, with the silver trumpets by the Kohanim. So those are nine more musafin. So every day is 21. But if you have a special day, quote unquote special day, like a Rosh Chodesh, etc., you would have a total of 21 plus 9, or 30. Now, Uva Erev Shabbos, on every Erev Shabbos of the year, Friday afternoon, Taya Mosifin Od Sheish, there were six more blasts, meaning two sets of three. The first three are Shalosh Lahavdil Ha'am Malacha, Vushalosh Lahavdil Bein Kodesh Lachol. The first three of the six were to literally get the people to stop working. And the second set of three were to now put people on notice that Friday is over and Shabbos has begun. So now we're going to speak this out. Now what's interesting, just as a side point, but an important one, is these six blasts that put people on notice about the coming of Shabbos and the onset of Shabbos actually were blasted in every Jewish city. The Rambam says even in Bavel they did it, and so on. Nowadays, I'm not sure which Jewish cities do and don't. I know in Ramat Beit Shemesh and Yerushalayim, certainly you hear the sirens going off. In Ramat Beit Shemesh, we actually have, they play music over the loudspeakers, like a whatever it is, Jewish music. Put people on notice. They play it, I think, 15 minutes before candlelighting, and then at candlelighting, they play the sirens so that people know. That's a harkening back to the scenario described in our Mishnah here. In any case, the time of the Mishnah, they use actual trumpets, and they did in all Jewish cities. And an amazing thing, we're going to talk here about what went on in the Beis HaMikdash, the place where they would blow that trumpet in the Beis HaMikdash has actually been identified. And in fact, the cornerstone piece where that marked this is the place for the blasting of the shofar and the trumpets actually has been found. Maybe I'll, if I remember, I'll send a picture of that, which is remarkable. In any case, so On Erev Shabbos, they had these extra six, the first three to stop work, put them on notice to stop working, and the second three to tell people Shabbos has begun. Here we say in detail, Erev Shabbos, Shebesochach, it doesn't enumerate, let me enumerate, sorry. So of those first three to stop people from working, the first one of the three is sounded just at Tekiya, and that tells people that are working in the fields at a distance from home, time to stop working outdoors and come in for Shabbos. The second one, which was a trua, so the trua sound was to tell people who are working in the city to now close up shop and come home, Shabbos is going. And the third one, at Tekiya again, was to tell people Shabbos is about to be here, you just have a couple minutes left, and therefore take your food off the fire and put it into its insulation, do your last minute food prep, and light your Shabbos candles. And then, a couple minutes later, just enough time to like roast a thin fish, or to do a quick muffin in the, whatever, pita in the oven, one last minute, a couple minutes later, they would have three blasts to tell people now that was the onset of Shabbos proper, meaning from that point onwards, if one did malacha even a little bit, so to speak, quote unquote, that would be a chilul Shabbos. Now, so that gives us six more, which means on any day which also had musafin in the morning and was Erev Shabbos, you'd have a total of 36, 21 for the regular day, plus 9 for the musaf, plus 6 for the Erev Shabbos, gives you 36. We're going to add an extra four sets of three, meaning an extra 12, bring us from 36 to 48. That happens during Sukkos, if it's also an Erev Shabbos, because, and remember, every day of Sukkos has the special musafin. Here we go. The Mishnah says, Erev Shabbos Shebesoch HaChag, if during the Sukkos holiday you have an Erev Shabbos, on that day, Hayusham Arba'im Ushmona, you'll have a total of 48. And here's the count. First of all, you have Shalosh L'Psichas Sharim. The same three we enumerated at the beginning of the Mishnah, we're saying again here, the three that are blasted at the opening of the gates that commence the day on this Friday morning, Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Then, in addition, you have Shalosh L'Shar Elyon, the three trumpet blasts that were announced when they were now heading out to go and get the water for the water libation. Shar Elyon, that was Shar Nicanor, the upper gate that separates between the Azara, or the Ezra's Yisrael, really, and Ezra's Nashim. And then, V'shalosh, the Shar Tachton, you have three more that are going to be blasted at the lower gate. This means when, in the previous mission, when we said, Higil Azara, when they got to the Azara, whether that was Erz Nashim, so then Tiku, Vahiru, Vatiku, those are the three we're talking about right now, Vahitokin, Vaholchin, Ad Shemegin, the Shar HaYot, the Mizrach, and they would blast until they got to the gate that exits to the east, leaving the Ezra's Nashim. So we're talking about that, those are those three. If you're keeping track, in the previous mission, we had another set of three, and those were that we skipped, and those are the three that were blasted as they came down from the upper gate and walked to the 10th step, Machlokas 10 steps down out of 15, or on the 5 steps down out of 15 and 10 more to go. But anyways, our Tana here does not agree that they were blowing of trumpets while the Kohanim were standing on those steps. Our Mishnah here goes like the Shita of Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, who disagrees with the previous Mishnah, and therefore there'll be no trumpet blasting going on those steps. Now, the Mishnah continues on and says, V'shalosh l'milui hamayim, and three more for the filling of the water. This is referring to when they came back from the filling of the water, from the Mei Shiloach, the Shiloach spring there, pool. They would come back through the water gate, we called it, Higil Ashar Hamayim. As we said, this is now referring back to the Mishnah we had in the fourth parak Mishnah Tess. When they came back to Shar Hamayim, Tiku V'ru V'tiku, they would blow three more blasts there. So that's these three more, bringing us to nine special ones on Sukkos. And finally, V'shalosh al gabi mizbeach, and three more upon the altar. This is referring to when they stood up those aravos, those very large willow branches, and draped them over the mizbeach. So when they put those up, there are also three blasts of the trumpets done. So that would give you, that's every day of Sukkos again, so that gives you a total of 4 times 3, or 12 extra for Sukkos. Opening of the upper gate, opening of the lower gate in the Azara, the returning through the Shar Mayim of bringing the water, and finally the draping of the large Morbios, the large aravos over the altar. So that's 12. Now, if you hold that there was, the Shita who holds that there was an Exodus of 3 done while the Kohanim were standing on the stairs coming down from the Shaar Nikon or the upper gate, he holds that they did not blow the 3 when they were draping over the larger aravos on the Mizbeach, so they're also, that Shita also is limited to 48 total. Our Mishnah continues on by just adding up the rest of the regular blasts of every day to get you to 48. So the Mishnah in its count is already up to 15. It had 3 at the opening of the gates, 12 special for Sukkos. And now we say, Teish l'tamid shel shachar, you have the 9 for the daily offering of the morning, Teisha l'tamid shebin harbaim, 9 for the afternoon offering, V'teish l'musafin, you have 9 in total for all the musafim that are brought for Sukkos, Shalosh l'hav til esa'am min amalacha, 3 to put people on notice that Shabbos is coming, and v'shalosh l'havdil ben kodesh l'chol, and the final 3 on late Friday afternoon transitioning to Shabbos that say now Shabbos is here, and no more malacha. So a total of 21 every day, plus 9 for the Musaf is 30, plus 6 for other Shabbos is 36, plus 12 special for Sukkos brings a total of 48. And just one final incredible point. Near the southern wall of the Har HaBayis, like where the Kotel is, that's the western wall, but now the southern wall, was found an inscription on a large stone which had fallen off from the top there, which says on it, Lebeis Hatakia, to the place of the trumpeting, which is indeed the place where they would stand during the time of the Beis Hamikdash and blow those trumpets. We have the artifact, which is pretty incredible. Today it's in the Israel Museum. If you're interested, you can just Google it, but I will also send around a picture, and for the website, I will try to attach a picture and the article, which you can see on Wikipedia, etc.